Simen Yud, Seif Aleph. In this simen, we're discussing Kedushas Hashem v'Ksivasai, being Mekadosh the Shem Hashem and writing the Shem Hashem. This is just that people should know that in this machzer, Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, we are not going to go through thoroughly. We'll just discuss the basics, and Amir Tzah Hashem in the next machzer will provide a more thorough treatment of these halachas. Seif Aleph, Afal Pisha Amar B'tchilas Aksiva Shehu Kaisev L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Just because a Sefer says when he starts writing a Sefer Torah, L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, Oy Tefillin, or he says L'Shem Kedusha Tefillin, Oy Mezuzah, he says L'Shem Kedusha Mezuzah, like we discussed in Simen Dalet, that he has to write everything L'Shma. Nevertheless, B'chol Pam, even though he said that, nevertheless, every time Shehuba Lichtav Shemin, Hashem is Hakadoshim Atahirim, Shainim Nimchakim, every time he comes to write a Shem Hashem, which is one of the Shem is Hakadoshim, Sheisbaru Mirtz Hashem, Besimin Shacharze, Seif Hei, which Shem is those are that are Shem is Hakadoshim, every time he comes to one, Sarach Lakadshoi, Koidim Ksivasa, he has to be Makadish, that Shem, before he writes it. In other words, it's not enough that he said L'Shem Kedushas Tefillin. When he comes up to Hashem Hashem, he has to say in addition to that L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. V'afilu Mikzas Min Hashem, even if it's only a little bit of the Shem that he needs to write. Shehu Ba Lichtov K'gain Sheniskalkel Eza Ois Ay Mikzas Ois. He wrote the whole Shem Hashem L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. But now there's a part of the Shem Hashem that's not written the way it's meant to be, and he has to come now to be mashlim that little shtickle. V'afilu kutzeh shel yud ha-ma'akev, even if it's just a kutzeh shel yud, im niskalkel, if it got ruined, v'hu bo l'taknay, and now he's coming to fix it, it's not enough that he said l'shem kedushas Hashem when he wrote the shem. Tzorech l'kadshay mitchila, he needs to be mekadosh it once again when he is writing this little part of the shem. Says the Lishka in Sifkat and Aleph, B'kol Pam, every time he comes to Hashem Hashem, he has to be Mekadosh. Ayin L'kamon, Sifkat and Hey, the Dafka B'kol Pam Tzarech L'kadosh. He Dafka has to be Mekadosh every time he comes to Hashem Hashem. V'lo Sagi Sheyekadosh Kol Hashem Es Be'Ascholas Aksiva. Let's say, at the beginning, the Sefer said, I'm being Mekadosh all the Shemes that I'm going to write. Says the Kesis, it's not enough. When he comes up to the fourth Shem, for instance, he has to again say that he's writing the Shem, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. In Sifkot and Beis, the Lishka discusses the idea of whether Stoma L'Shma, whether one can say the fact that he's writing a Sefer Torah means that there's an automatic L'Shma. Does that apply for the whole Sefer Torah, the whole Tefillin? Does it apply for the Shemos? That's part of the discussion over there. And he also discusses whether or not one needs Amira. When being Mekadosh the Shem, does he have to specifically say it? Or is it just enough to know that he's writing the Shem Hashem? In Sifkot and Gimel, the Kesa HaSefer, the Lishka discusses the idea of Nitfalim. There's something called a Nitfal LaHashem. In other words, if you have the word LaHashem, so the Lamed is a Nitfal. The Shem Hashem is Yudkei Vovkei. But over here he's writing LaHashem. So if he's writing La Hashem, the Lamed is not part of the Shem, it's just the Nitfal. So does that need Kedusha or not? So he says that Avada, the letter before the Shem, that does not need its own Kiddush. Only the Shem Hashem itself needs Kiddush. He has to say L'Shem Kedusha Hashem regarding the Shem. But if he forgot to say L'Shem Kedusha Hashem and he wrote the Lamed of La Hashem, that would not be a problem. What about the Nitfal after the Shem? For instance, he's writing the word Elokeichem. So the Shem Hashem is Elokei. But the Chem really is just the Nitfal to the Shem. It's Tufel to the Shem. So he says that that is Mekudish automatically. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, let's say, he's writing the word Elokeichem. He wrote the word Elokei. And then he had to go out. He had to do something else. And then he came back and he wrote the Chof Mem and he forgot to be Mekadosh it. So the Kesa says that that doesn't need its own Kiddush. And since it's a Nitfal, so it's a Nitfal. Once he was Mekadosh the Shem, so the Tufel is bottled to the Iker and Memela, it's automatically Mekudosh, even though he forgot to be Mekadosh the Shem. In Seif Katan Dalid, over there the Kesis discusses the idea of Havaras Kulmus on a Shem Hashem, meaning, let's say you have a pre-existing Shem Hashem that he was Mekadosh when he wrote it, and now he's going to add another layer of ink to the Shem Hashem. So does it need Kiddush when he adds an extra layer? So he quotes from the Tshuvas Bo Yichai of the Knesset HaGdola that he says that if the Isis, let's say, became smudged, and he wants now to be Mavir Kulmus, he wants to write over the pre-existing Shem. So the Knesset HaGdola says that he does not need to be Mekadosh when he does that. So the Lishka over there says that this, that the Knesset HaGdola says that Havaras Kulmus does not need Kiddush, he says that's only if he knows that it's a Shem Hashem. But if he doesn't know that it's a Shem Hashem, so then that's going to be a problem. In other words, he doesn't have to be Mekadosh if he knows it's a Shem, and he's being Maver Kulmus on a pre-existing Shem that he was already Mekadosh. But if he doesn't know, that would be a problem. Also, he says, what if the letters became smudged to the extent that they're not kosher anymore? So then, when you're going to be Maver Kulmus on top of it, so Avada, that would need a special separate Kiddush. Says the Keses HaSefer in Seif Beis. Lachain, im nechzar eza ois min Hashem, if he's missing a letter from Hashem Hashem, ubesamach loy nimtza ois, oy oisiyas sheyucha lasis mehem, ois letashlum Hashem. He wrote the first few letters of the Shem, and he happens to have adjacent to them letters which would fit right in. Even if these Isis that he has available to him to be mitzarif to the Shem are letters that are nitfalim, she'enan kedushas mitzaratzman, like we said a moment ago, the nitfalim after the Shem don't have their own kedusha. Their kedusha is only because of their bittul to the Shem that exists. Kegoin, he gives an example. She'yatzarech lichtayv elikim, he was supposed to write the word elikim. And he thought that he was supposed to write Elikeinu, and he wrote the word Elikeinu, and it's supposed to be Elikim. When he realized the mistake that he made, a nun and a vav very easily can be turned into a mem stuma just by adding a little bit of diyoy to the edges of the top and the bottom of the nun, and just attaching it to the vav, that will automatically turn it into a mem stuma, and now he'll have the word Elikim right there. Osir lasis kein. The Kesa says you're not allowed to do that. Kevon shehanun vav loy niskadshu. Since the nun and the vav were not niskadish to the extent that he would need for an actual Shem Hashem, memela, he would not be allowed to turn those oisias, which so to speak were not written l'shem kedushas Hashem, he cannot use them now to be mitzaref them to a pre-existing Shem Hashem.